Hey listeners, it's Mishy.
Hey, hey, hey.
So as you know, we're continuing our series of wartime diaries, which is our attempt to collect slivers of life during these difficult days. In late January, Idit Oel, the mother of 22-year-old Alon Oel, who was kidnapped from the Nova Party, invited me to attend an unusual concert of three of Israel's leading musicians.
One is Guy Mazig, Shlomi Shaban, and Jane Bordeaux.
And Idit, you chose these musicians because they're Alon's favorite musicians?
Yeah, obviously. Alon loves them, and they're part of his repertoire of music that he loves. He was also at the Nova, so he likes also trance and everything. Anything that has to do with music, that's Alon.
It was unusual because the concert was both incredibly intimate, I think there were about 20 people total in attendance, and massively public. It was the loudest musical performance I've ever heard.
So Idit, can you say where we are?
Okay, we are in Zikim.
Zikim is a kibbutz just to the north of the Gaza Strip, practically on the border.
And we're here to do a very special music concert.
Special? Absolutely. See, a huge crane that was brought specifically for the event hoisted a giant stack of speakers high up in the air. But they weren't pointed at us. We were not the audience. Instead, they were directed south, towards the border, and towards the visible smoke pillars rising up above Gaza City.
Hoping that all the hostages that are in Gaza will hear this music, especially for my son, and we're doing this especially for Alon. Actually, Gaza is just right there, so I've never been so close to him. We live in the north, so for me it's very, very exciting. And it's going to be a special day today because, you know, I hope they will hear the music and feel that we are with them.
Do you imagine him smiling and realizing that...
That's for him? Wow. I hope so. I so hope so.
Thank you.
Thanks. And bye.
Yeah.